and time for hashtag trending. Taking a look at the big wide world of social media this morning, we're going Japanese, Mabel.
Yes, Brian, it's been trending for a few weeks since it aired in January, and it's a Netflix show, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. Have you heard of her?
No, but I have Netflix, so I'm definitely going to go watch it now.
I started watching it this week only to understand what it's about. But Marie Kondo is a Japanese organizing consultant and author. She's written four books on organizing, which has been published and translated in countries across the globe. I think her books are being published in like 30 countries. Yeah. She has a method of cleaning, so she's an organizing consultant, which is like a person who like advises on cleaning, but she has like this technique or this method, and it's called the KonMari method. And I started watching it, and it's like kind of weird, but like pretty cool. She gets people to gather everything together, like let's say clothing. Gather it all in a pile, and then you go through it, and you only keep the things, like you grab it and then you look at it and you touch it with delicately, and then you only keep the things that spark joy, and then she's like, I forgot the thing that she's like ting. It's like if you get that feeling that sparks inside you when you touch the clothing or touch whatever item that you're organizing, then that's an indication that you should keep it. But if you don't feel that spark of joy, then you should get rid of it. And then even when she so I was watching the first episode and this Netflix show, she's visiting American families who's struggling with clutter and hoarding and stuff like that, and guiding them through tidying up their homes through this method, this KonMari method. And even when they chuck things away, she's like, no, don't just throw it. You gotta place it away properly, but also say thank you. Thank you for letting me wear you, or thank you for the times that you, thank you for that time when I wore you that one night, or blah, blah, blah. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, but it's also pretty weird because I'm
talking
to your clothes, yeah, and talking to her. But I think it's part of this Japanese, is it Shinto religion? It's pretty weird, but it made me think about all the Pacific Islanders with heaps of things in their house that need Marie Kondo as well.
I was just thinking when you were explaining that whole thing about, imagine if you apply that to food, eating at KFC. Thank you for letting me eat you, thigh.
No, that's not.
Oh, is that not? No? It's not the same principle.
No. Gosh, Brian, always got to relate things back to food. No, but I'm thinking because my nana, she's a hoarder. And when I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh, my nana needs the KonMari method. My nana will literally hold on to one thing forever. But posted online saying, this one lady said, I deeply regret Marie Kondoing my books a few years ago, just in case someone is toying with doing the same. So some people have actually regretted throwing things away. But the good thing is, op shops and secondhand shops have gotten a lot of items since Marie Kondo, since her Tidying Up with Marie Kondo show came out on Netflix. Now people are just getting rid of things and giving it to charity.
Reminds me of a time, what is it, a few years back, I had a jacket from one of my favourite previous employers, and I held on to this jacket for life. I mean, I wore it everywhere. And then one day my wife said to me, come on, man, it's just your undies that you hold on to. You just let it go. And so we were at a park in Pakuranga here in Auckland. It was at night time, and I took off the jacket, and then this is the honest truth. I took it off and I said thank you, and then I just put it in the rubbish. So maybe I was condoing before it was even trendy.
Yeah, you were Brian Sungoing. Sorry,
I was Mabel Mullering. Okay, so and that's on Netflix. Okay, that'll be interesting. Yeah, cleaning, the minimalism, that type of thing. Okay, awesome.
By the way, we're not sponsored by Netflix.
Oh, yeah,
we've been
no.
talking a lot of Netflix shows in the past.
No more Netflix.
That, yeah.
Bird Box Challenge, and then we hit the... And now this, no more Netflix. Let's move on to something else. Okay, then. Thank you, Mabel Muller. It is 7 minutes to 7.